Thanks for joining me this week on iHeartRadio and the Tech of Sports. And I'm going to be talking about a new book this week with Jonathan Quarles. He is CEO of the BTL Group and doing great work all around the world as we kind of are in the middle of one pandemic world crisis. No stranger to this, Quarles. He had founded Quartz, a company whose mission was to offer clean water solutions back when the Flint, Michigan water crisis was going on. And Jonathan, thanks for a few minutes of your time this week.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you.
Yeah, Happy New Year to you. And you have a new book here as we start a new year, and kind of take my listeners through making dollars while making change. Kind of self-explanatory, but I know there's a lot more when you dig down deep into the book.
Sure. Yeah, no, so the book actually was something that I have been thinking about for the past 3 or 4 years. The work that I do, and even just how I was raised growing up in Flint, Michigan, I knew at a very young age, coming from merely poverty, that the only way that I can actually get out of that and help my family get out of poverty was through entrepreneurship and business ownership. But at the same time, there was this moved contrast because my dad always taught me that services that my city paid for the space will be occupied. So with all doing good and creating business and ventures to be able to help my community and help my family, I realized that there's also a greater responsibility to doing so and to do business honorable and with integrity. And so that's been my core value that I've been raised in. I just so happened to come up and in the business that I was doing, both private, I worked in a nonprofit space, also worked for a mayor in Detroit. Having the opportunity to work in government, nonprofit, and even in the private sector, I saw that the central theme of what made me passionate was service and social impact. And so I went out to create, businesses that were aligned to those values. And so that's where Making Dollars While Making Change came about.
Yeah, the book is Making Dollars While Making Change, the playbook for game changers, on sale in early January everywhere. And just the focus of the book is how businesses can also do good as well as running a business. And Jonathan has a lot of experience with that. And Jonathan, you've now been a mentor. You kind of have helped many businesses coming up through the ranks. Who, when you look back at your start, who were your mentors that you looked up to?
Well, I'd say my dad was probably my first affiliate, my hero, my mentor, everything. He, again, as I mentioned before, it was something that I was reading last week where it talked about the VIP, the values, interests, and principles. So all of those things that he helped to shape the foundation. But throughout the years, I've had opportunities to work with and be mentored by people like Travis Molly and the former Mayor Kwame Kilpatrick. And then there's other ones like Joe Anderson, who's a former military veteran, West Point grad. A very successful businessman, but he also understands the importance of making dollars while making change. So his life commitment has been helping to bring other black and brown CEOs into his company that he acquired. He then allows them to buy the company from them, but they also have to understand the importance of social impact with the work that they do. So it's not just about a single bottom line profit, but also understanding double and triple bottom line, which essentially is people, environment.
Yeah, your experience is invaluable to a lot of these new entrepreneurs. What are some of the lessons? Maybe you were on the forefront of the water crisis, the drinking water crisis. What are some of the lessons we've learned that that we can apply to kind of what our country's going through now?
Well, I think the number one thing is people always first. I think that you can't have government, you can't have business without people. And the moment in which we take out people and we put profit in front of people, then that's where the issues become. I think that's been the issue, not just for situation happening in Flint, but I think that's just holistically, globally. When we take people out of it, when you look at what's happening with COVID right now, when people are not first, the needs of the people always must be first. Profit is second or third in most cases, because obviously you need profit in order to be able to fund things for people. but we have to be able to understand the importance of collective economic, the importance of shared values, and making sure that every person has to help.
Great advice. We're talking with Jonathan Quarles, Making Dollars While Making Change, the playbook for Game Changers, his new book coming out. In this country, Jonathan, younger people, they look up to musicians, they look up to athletes, they look up to politicians sometimes. How can we get them to look up to entrepreneurs like yourself and see the difference they're making when, you know, maybe their focus is somewhere else?
I think is happening, and I think that the way that we do business, the way that we actually conduct ourselves in the world, I think particularly COVID played a huge part in, is that we're evaluating. I look at how customers, particularly for my clients and even for people that I work with in business, how and what the expectations are. They're no longer looking for companies just to provide a product. We're looking for companies that actually have morale within the organization, that are actually understanding the importance of social justice, the importance of the responsibility that it has, that when you're able to do well, you can also do good. And so this idea of double, triple bottom line impact in business, in organizations, in schools, in every aspect of life, that is, I think, what not just millennials, but I think that's what customers and consumers are looking for when they're deciding on who they're going to support with their own, with their money, or with their time and with their resources. And so it's important for us to understand that is no longer, I think, the day of us just thinking about single bottom line in business. And I think that's what people are seeing now. And that's why you're hearing more about social entrepreneurship, which you didn't hear about in the past. And so business is always going to be around. But how we actually look at this new idea, and I really would like to spend more time kind of learning more, as well as sharing and getting more information about this whole idea of how we look at capitalism. You know, how we look at capitalism. And so this whole idea, at least in my mind, is to really look at how this new concept of capitalism, and I'm almost kind of hesitant to put the word capitalism in new concept of capitalism. And that's something that I'm still learning, I'm developing, and I'm talking with other entrepreneurs, other social justice leaders, of how do we look at it from a way that it helps bring back the power to the people, and less to, you know, the machines that have caused a lot of the issues that can happen in the world, that we're the people are always the ones
and that people should never give up. A lot of successful entrepreneurs weren't successful on their first attempt. So there's always time to pivot. There's always time to come up with new ideas. And can't wait to check out the book. And a lot of great experiences. Jonathan Quarles, Making Dollars While Making Change, the playbook for Game Changers, out in early January. And Jonathan, thanks for coming on. Happy New Year, and definitely be following what you have going on, and good luck with the book.
Thanks, Rick. And the book actually launches January 7th on Amazon, so I would strongly encourage everyone to check it out. January 7th, 2021, the book will be live on Amazon, and you can get more information about me on jonathanquarles.com. And thank you so much for the opportunity.
Yeah, can't wait to check it out. Jonathan, stay safe, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.